Okay. Somebody asks you, what time did the sun rise this morning? You say at 6 o'clock the sun
rose.
And if you worked got that already. This is today, Wednesday. Tuesday was
yesterday.
And Thursday will be
tomorrow.
And this is my
watch.
And if the big hand were straight down, it would be what time? It's a little bit past now. We're straight down.
8:30.
Or any other way of saying that?
Half past 8 would be about the way we commonly express it, I think.
Okay. And suppose the big hand were on the 9 here, what time would it be?
Well, 9 a.m.?
Or no, the big hand's on the 9.
Oh, the big hand on the 9.
That's,
Be 8:45?
Or any other way of saying that?
9:45. Quarter of 10.
Would 9:45 probably be 9:45 of? You'd use either one of them, huh?
Yes, either one.
I'd probably say 9:45.
I think I would too.
I'm from an area that uses it considerably. You might say 1961 was last year, 1962 is year.
Well, I'd say this year.
Would you say it's what? Would you repeat that, please?
I would say this year.
And something happened in August of 1961. You'd say, oh, it happened about
a year ago.
If you had some bad weather all morning and in the afternoon it looks pretty nice, you say, it looks like the weather is
clearing.
And if you had some weather with lots of flashes and lots of noise in the air, you'd say that's quite a
thunderstorm.
And if you you say, what did the wind blow yesterday? And you say, yesterday the wind
blew.
And sometime you look out in the morning, you can't see. There's something in the air. You have a thick
fog.
What's that?
Fog.
You describe the day as quite a day.
Today?
Yeah, if you had a lot of wind, it'd be a windy day. If you had a lot of fog, it'd be a
foggy day. Foggy.
And what do you call the stuff again?
Fog. Do you hear it called fog?
Yeah. Okay. Sometimes, I do.